Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We'll be holding Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Vov, in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Revi, towards the end of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in Amud Aleph, five lines on the top. Says the Gemara Ve'eh, Shein Dom, if you're doing, the Mishnah concluded that if I don't know the value of Ma'aseh Sheni, you need to redeem it in front of three people. When you redeem in front of three, it needs to be three people that are mumche, that they know what they're talking about. It can't just be three random people that don't know the valuation. One of the three could be a goy, it doesn't have to be a Jew. One of the three could be the owner himself, as long as you do it in front of three. Ask Rabbi Yonah, what happens if it's two goy, not one goy? Out of the three, could it be two goy? So not, because it said only one goy. What about if two out of three are the owners? The answer is loy, because it's only one baal. So as according to this, echad goy ve'echad baal, also loy. If you have out of the three, one of them is a goy and one of them is the owner, not. Only we allow out of the three, only one to be not the standard valuators. But to have two, that doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Elodzdodin Itamaris, that when we said you could do one baal, one goy means either one baal or one goy, but not both. Halacha beis zog de mishnah. Balabais oimer beselo, ve'echad oimer beselo. Two people want to come and redeem Ma'aseh Sheni. One is the owner, he wants to give a sella. Somebody else wants to come and give a sella. So obviously, Balabais koidim, we give the Balabais to do it. Why? He's going to add the fifth, which is really a quarter, 25% above the value. Balabais oimer beselo, ve'echad oimer beselo ve'isur. The owner says, I want to redeem it for a sella. Somebody else says, I'll come and pay for it. Sella and Easter. Easter is a very small amount, as Reb Chaim points out. It's one out of 96 in a sella. So the person is adding a little more, 1 cent above the owner. Still, it's a sella of Easter koinim. You allow the other person to redeem. Because he's adding to the principal. Even though the owner would add a chaimish, or that 25%. But we care more about the principal, and the Gemara is going to explain why. When someone redeems his own Ma'aseh Sheni, he has to add a chamish, he has to add a chaymish, which is chaymish min lebar, meaning you take a quarter of what the value is and you add it, now that's going to be a fifth. Doesn't matter if it's his own fruits that he grew or he got it as a gift. Says the Gemara. So going back to what the Mishnah said, today if you have the owner wants to redeem it, we have someone else wants to redeem it for a little bit more, you allow the second person to do it. Why? The owner would add a chaymish, which is much more than the other person. Says the Gemara, Amav Avin Shani, the answer is, Shu yochol laharim olov ulefoytrim in a chaymish. As we're going to see later in the perek, what the owner can always get away from the chaymish. He can do a harama, he can do a trick, and get away from chaymish. So that's why I'm not relying on the chaymish. So if I have an owner who is going to give a chaymish, or I have somebody else not giving a chaymish, just giving a little bit more of the principle, I care more of the principle, which is more guaranteed. And that's what we learn in the Mishnah, that shesela v'isa koydim nishu moisti v'ala karen. I prefer sela v'isa over a sela of the owner, because he's adding to the principle. So somebody tells us that any Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't have, the principle is not a pruto, you don't add a chaymish. You need to have a value of a pruto in order to render a chaymish. He said, you need to have that the chaymish will be a pruto, not only the principle. Meaning the principle needs to be four prutos in order for the chaymish to be one pruto. So the minimum amount in order to have a chaymish is that the principle is four prutos. So the Gemara says, "Bo b'memel." So Bo b'memel asked, "Ve'atanino." We learned the Mitzvah Bo Metzio Chamesh Prutosim. There's five things that require pruto, and without mentioning anything about Ma'aseh Sheni, says the Gemara, "V'nitni shesh." You have six. Al da'ite d'Rav Simoi v'karnish Ma'aseh Sheni b'shoy pruto. According to Rav Simoi, you need to have the karen Ma'aseh Sheni is a pruto. And we're going to use the girso of the girl. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have another pruto. Which pruto is it? The chaymish is a pruto. So it's not, both shitas don't go together. But according to each one of them, you have a six pruto. You have a pruto Ma'aseh Sheni. Either the principle has to be a pruto, or the chaymish has to be a pruto. And another, you have another pruto, a seventh pruto. Which is that? In karko nikra pochas mishor bruto. We're also missing this bruto. We say you cannot purchase a land less than a bruto. And interesting enough, the Gemara stays with the question, does not bring an answer, why don't we mention these prutas in the Mishnah Berurah Metzia? Continues the Gemara, we're using it, the Girsa of Chaim, Tanyo Maisei Sheni Shen Domo of Yiduim, which means it's a very small valuation. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's very small. So you take a cell of Maisei Sheni, and you say, this small Maisei Sheni that I have will be mechulah on the cellar. Why does that work? So explains the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem, Krispo Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem, Zeiro B'Sela Shemaisa Sheni Yimasneso, Yivshar Shol Yashem Chulin Kol Shehem. We talk about Sela, which is Maisa Sheni. And the Sela Maisa Sheni is not fully Maisa Sheni. Meaning when a person redeems a Maisa Sheni on a Sela, he always adds a little bit more to the coins that he's going to be using. So if he's taking a Sela and redeeming Maisa Sheni, you have to say that my sesheni is worth a little less than a sela. So there's a little bit of room in this sela. This sela is not fully my sesheni. It's only 90% my sesheni. 10% is not my sesheni. So you have some room over here. So you can use that for that very small my sesheni that we have, Shane Dome of Yiduim, which is very small value. There's enough room to include that in the sela because always the sela, we assume, has more value than the actual my sesheni. And as we're going to see later in the Gemara, you can never add to Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni always is the exact value, whatever it is. So if someone redeems something which is worth less than a Sela, on a Sela, this Sela will be 90% Maisa Sheni, but 10% not. So you have some room over here. So whenever you have Maisa Sheni, which is not worth a lot, you can rely on the extra value of the Sela and redeem it on that. The next part of the Gemara is going to go into the next Daf, so we'll stop over here. With this, we conclude, Yerushalayim Maisa Sheni, Daf Lamed Vov.